And Joe McHugh, you guys still with us out there, huh? Oh, man, how many of y'all have been here since 11:30 this morning? Hey, it's an honor for us to be here. Their first band, Joe McHugh. I got my morning show partners, Cash and Jenny here. I'm Dub with the Kicks Wake Up crew. Thank y'all so much for being here. Hey, real quick, we did this last night, but I know there might not have been some people here last night. How many of y'all are here from out of town? Welcome. How many of y'all are here from Augusta? Good to see you again. Mr. Cash, would you like to lead us into cheers, please?
I would. Everybody's sweat dry up. Yeah. No? Still wet in places we're not comfortable talking about in front of our parents?
Yeah, me too.
Let's cheers, people. If you got a drink in your hand, let's cheers to an incredibly successful band, Joe McHugh! Yeah! Have a sip.
Real quick, before we get to why we're here, y'all, there's been a lot of people behind the scenes that have been working their butts off for not just this weekend, but for a week at a time. And a lot of them are right down here. Y'all, we got Papa Joe's family down here, the whole reason why we're here. All the AB Beverage staff, all the volunteers, everybody who has given sweat, blood, tears for this weekend. Cheers to y'all, all right? Thank you for 10 years, man. 10 years we've been doing this. And now we let the ladies do the honors.
Thank you.
tonight. The old crows from Nashville celebrating 10 years of Papa Joe's Banjo BBQ.
Was you.
have a big time in Augusta tonight. I was raised on a river, money, while I gonna carry me home. Costa. Thanks for your warm welcome. I want to introduce the newest touring member making his second night stand here on this first weekend of our Old Crow Summer Tour, Mr. Charlie Wisher. Welcome to Augusta.
Oh, I've been to Augusta before.
Oh, you know it around here then.
I've spent a few blurry nights at the country club.
Of course.
Back in the day. And the Waffle House.
Well, this is just like the country club or the Waffle House, except with barbecue.
And banjos.
Yeah.
Way better.
Hey, why don't you render us a sweet little number for us?
I would love to, Ketch. Thank you for asking.
Kick us off, Joe. Tennessee. And this is the big anniversary year for Banjobacue, but it also marks the 5th year of the membership in the Grand Ole Opry of Old Crow Medicine Show. And no matter what
what it sounds like on Kicks Country, you can guarantee that when Old Crow's coming to town, we're going to play some certified, genuine, bona fide hillbilly music. So let's not screw around, boys, because this is Georgia and you can't fool them. Like you can in other parts of the nation. Hey, you got your... Oh, you got a little polish on your boots there, didn't you, bud?
Yeah, well, a little bit. You know, I left the real nice boots at home because we're coming down to Banjo-Bacue, man, and I want to get down in the dirt down here. You know what I mean? I thought that was specific.
Did you get a shine?
I got a specific shine.
A specific shine?
I get a certain kind of shine.
Certainty, I like.
A special shine.
Special?
Yes. I get that cack-a-lack-a gleam.
Yeah.
Charlie Worsham singing an outfire from Grenada, Mississippi.
I think they tasted your barbecue earlier, man.
I believe, hey, that was the first. Thank you very much. I won't forget that, Augusta. Thank y'all.
Sure is exciting to be looking at the calendar and thinking about Old Crow is getting out on the road in a big way and getting to kick it off here in this hometown of Augusta, GA, where for the past 10 years, about 9 of them, every Memorial Day weekend, we've spent it here with you. So we're grateful for that. That's an honor and a privilege. The very first time we came to Banjo-Bacute, it was our bus was parked right next to Doc Watson's. We haven't seen Doc in a long time. And that was the last time that we would ever see Doc. But a couple years after that, when Doc passed away and joined those country music constellations up above, I know he's smiling down on all hillbilly forms of music. Let's sing one for Doc. Well, Doc always had a versatile taste. This one he probably would have liked. South Carolina, just over the other side of the Savannah River. service, so let's send one over to Aiken for a number on a big Saturday night.
Thank you.
Comets, the Georgia piece, straight out of Atlanta, GA, Robert Price. We got a couple of Georgia boys up on the stage tonight. Bobby on the banjo, the occasional drum. What else you playing tonight, man? All kinds of strings. But back here on the doghouse bass, the bull fiddle man from Marietta, GA. Say hello to Morgan Janet. Wow, we're doing pretty good here, man. We got Little Rock on the banjo, Mississippi Delta on the guitar, Georgia on the bull fiddle, Alabama on the dobro. And I'm from the other state below the Mason-Dixon line. Delaware. I'm proud of it. All right. Let's take them on home to the volunteer state for a little number, shall we? Hold on now. I got to get warmed up, man. I'm nervous in front of this audience here. Let me just get cranked up. Okay, I'm getting wound. All right, I'm about ready. All right, I got that. We'll be right back. hot Saturday afternoon. But sweating it out on this stage is some of the finest bluegrass and country music anywhere on God's green earth. Now, I hope you heard something here today at the ballpark that set your heart aflame, not to mention your tongue if you were over on the barbecue stands. This next little number's pretty fired up, too. This comes from the hills of North Georgia.
Bye. Well, Ketch. Well,
Charlie.
You know, I was thinking, we have been singing a lot about fornicating and drugs and prison and all the things.
Well, it's Augusta on a Saturday night. We're sort of hitting the core subjects here, right?
That's right. But you know, I was thinking tomorrow is Sunday, and it sure would be nice to go ahead and do a gospel song so that we can sleep in and we don't have to go to church tomorrow.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, Charlie, but it's still Saturday night. So do you think you could sort of formulate a number that could piece together some elements of a gospel brunch and a little bit of a hell-raising Saturday night?
I do believe I've got the song. It is the world's first stoner gospel song. I believe it might be right.
Stoner gospel?
Stoner gospel.
Well, that sounds like it's going to fit right on in here on the Savannah River Banks.
Here we go, y'all!
I hope I'm stoned.
Hope I'm stoned
when Jesus takes me home. Flying high up to them clouds. No, I don't have to ever come down. I'm rolling up a J just in case today's a day. I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Little piece of heaven to take away your blues. I know I'm far from perfect, and I'll call a sin, but I feel closer to the Lord every time I breathe it in.
Hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Flying high up to them clouds, knowing I don't have to ever come down. I'm rolling up a J just in case today's a day. Hope I'm stoned.
Hey. I can't wait to talk to Moses about the Red Sea and the plagues, and bend Jonah's ear, hear about living in a whale 3 whole days. Get old St. Pete to show me the pearly gates and the golden streets. Well, by then I'll be real to sit down at that feast. I hope I'm stoned.
Hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Flying high up to them clouds. No, I don't have to ever come down. I'm rolling up a J just in case today's a day. Hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home.
Bob Marley's mansion has a garden in the back. He's growing something special, some celestial homemade hash. We'll sit out on his porch, we'll listen to the angel bands. Till then I'll sing, I'll fly away with a fat one in my hand. Hope I'm stoned. Just in case today's the day. Hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home.
Well, don't you ever singing rock. Me and mama like the wind and the rain. Rock me and mama like a South Pole tree. Hey, mama, rock me. Thompson City, Tennessee.
Should we do one more? Celebrating music and barbecue. And along the Savannah River in beautiful Augusta, GA. Bringing together all kinds of people in fellowship for love and music and harmony. And fine Southern cuisine. Family and good times. Celebrating Memorial Day. And singing one for all the ones we love who can't be with us here tonight.